This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. Prime Minister Modi said that Cyprus has long been a trusted partner.
Cyprus lambe samay se hamara vishwasniya partner raha hai aur Bharat mein yahan se ullekhaniya nivesh bhi hua hai. Kai bhartiya companiyon ne bhi Cyprus ko यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है. आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है, लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है.
The Prime Minister said India is focusing on sectors like maritime and port development, shipbuilding and shipbreaking, and is introducing new policies to promote them. Mr. Modi stressed that India is now not only focused on the ease of doing business, but also on the trust of doing business, supported by clear policies and a stable political environment. He said over the last 10 years, India has witnessed a digital revolution, making financial inclusion a global example.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में digital revolution आया है, financial inclusion एक मिसाल बना है. यूनिफाइड पेमेंट्स इंटरफेस यानी यूपीआई के माध्यम से आज विश्व का 50% डिजिटल ट्रांजेक्शन भारत में होता है. फ्रांस जैसे कई देश इससे जुड़े हैं. साइप्रस को भी इससे जुड़ने के लिए बात चल रही है और मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं.
Mr. Modi also welcomed the agreement between the Cyprus Stock Exchange and India's NSE to collaborate in Gift City, Gujarat, calling it a key step in cross-border financial integration.
मुझे जानकर खुशी है कि साइप्रस की स्टॉक एक्सचेंज और NSE ने मेरे होम स्टेट गुजरात में गिफ्ट सिटी में सहयोग पर सहमति बनाई है. साइप्रस एक प्रसिद्ध टूरिस्ट डेस्टिनेशन है. भारत में भी हम डेस्टिनेशन डेवलपमेंट और मैनेजमेंट पर बल दे रहे हैं.
He further noted that India is investing over $100 billion annually in futuristic infrastructure and is moving rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy. He said, today, India is one of the fastest growing emerging economies with a clear policy roadmap. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the Gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The census will be conducted in two phases. Embassy of India in Iran has issued an advisory saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy and avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. All Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin have been asked to follow embassy social media pages for updates. The emergency contact numbers are +98 91 281 0915 and +98 91 281 0909. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, the process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. A total of 250 blood samples have been taken from the relatives of the passengers and local residents so far. Out of these, 62 DNA samples have been matched and 35 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased. Now only samples of the relatives of three passengers are yet to be taken. These relatives are currently living in the United Kingdom and the samples will be given in the next 2 to 3 days. And that's the end of this news bulletin.